Pedal Journal family. How's it going today? I am going to speak with you guys from a topic that I like to call glorified ashes. Now, of course, you know the word glorify is by its meaning to bring definition, to bring joy or prominence, different things like that. And of course, ashes means that something has been destroyed by fire or burnt. And today, my heart just goes out to all of us in a way that we truly do have glorified ashes. Now, I know, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only single mother that has experienced this, but have you ever been in the grocery store, minding your own business, walking down the aisle, and some random woman or person comes up to you and says, "Oh, I bet you're busy." Or even more, "They're a handful, aren't they?" Then you have the ones who tell you, "Oh, you make it look so easy and great." And it's like, come on. Like, seriously? Of course, they give me a run for my money. You know? And yes, they can be a handful. And heck no, although I make it look glorious and great and fun like I'm the perfect mother while I'm out at the store, I surely am not. I'm not by one single inch of my body a perfect mother. And I know that more times than I can count, I have crumbled, I have cried, and I have looked at these glorified ashes of what I thought my life would have been, and looking at what it has become. And I know, like many of you, and how you feel in regards to the emotional distraughtness, the feelings of abandonment, the loneliness, the frustration, the irritability, depression, the weight gain, all of these things, all of these ashes that we are presented with and given to on a plate while the world looks on and pities us. And I don't know if you're like me, but I hate the pain. I hate the frustration. I hate the tired of being tired. I hate the, God, I can't do anything for myself. But let me tell you that those ashes one day will turn into something so beautiful. All of that energy you expelled, all of the sleepless nights and early mornings and fussing at the homework and the weight gain and the tears. God, I've cried so many tears. So many tears. But one day, it will all turn into something beautiful. We all know that diamonds are made under pressure and created, and then they are revealed to the world after experiencing so much pressure. And girlfriend, I just want to tell you that you, I, and our community of women, single mothers, that we are diamonds. We are beautiful still, even when we can't see it in the mirror, or even when we feel like we're failing as mothers, or when we feel like we're failing ourselves. Just know that you are something magnificent and phenomenal, and that you have taken on a duty that is unmatched, incomparable. And I know it hurts now. I know that pain that you feel, and I feel those tears that you cry, but those ashes will turn to beauty when your children are the magnificent people that they were created to be. And when, at the end of the day, when they walk across that stage at graduation or whatever part of their lives that is meaningful, when they turn 16 or when they're getting their first car, whatever it may be, and they look at you and say, "Thank you, Mom. I would have never been able to be here without you." Your baby may be 3 months, 3 years, 6, 13, or 25, but still, they are your babies, and they need you to turn all of these ashes into something glorious. Don't hang your head down. Don't focus on how much, or, you know, abandonment, or, you know, how piece of crap their father may be, or whatever. Because those are things that you can't change. But what you can change is making and taking those lemons and creating lemonade, no matter how you do it. You have to make it sweet for you. I know it sucks, and I know you're probably thinking, how could this possibly be turned into something glorious when I'm having such a hard time, or when I don't have a support system? Well, I'm here to let you know that as you listen, and the women internationally that listen to this podcast, that you're not alone. And I used to think, God, I was so alone in all of this, and what mistakes I've created, and, you know, God, it hurts, and all this other stuff. But honey, I had to level up and boss up, and I had to put those feelings aside. Yes, they are valid. You have a right to be mad. You have a right to be upset and angry and frustrated and disgusted. You have the right to all of it. But it can't linger forever. One thing in this life that you can't trust, other than the father of your child, is that you can't trust your feelings. A lot of the times your feelings will betray you and cause you to be in so many different situations that you didn't sign up for. So you have to focus on facts. Look at the facts of things and how you've made it through every single bad experience, situation, circumstance that you have ever encountered. You've made it through, and you will continue to make it through this. And I want you to tell yourself that right now. I can and I will make it through this on the other side, taking all of these ashes and turning it into something glorious. I do not have to be the ashes that sit on the ground, but I will be the ashes that's creating a diamond. And myself and my children will shine to the world. Regardless of what cards have been stacked against us, regardless of what life was supposed to look like, I can create and reshape our future into something magnificent. Okay, I was mad. All right. Now what am I gonna do? You have to take a look at the facts. Take a look at the facts. Have you provided for them? Have you made a way for them? Have you kept them looking good? Are they fed? Are they housed? If you've done all of that, sis, you have glorified ashes. And always remember to count your blessings. Always count your blessings. Believe in the Lord and that He's going to take care of you and be there for you and carry you in a way through so many different circumstances that you would have never thought you'd make it through. Honey, I got 100 million different testimonies about how the Lord has carried me through life as a single mother. So many that I can't even count, but I'm so grateful for. And so in that, I wanted to end you with this. To always be grateful for what you do have. And to not count the things that you don't, because they're irrelevant. Do what you can do and do it in the best that you can, and the Lord will always match your efforts and succeed them. So ladies, as I sign off here, I just wanted to say, I hope that this has spoken to your heart and that it meets you where you are. Until next time, ladies, this is Rose Petal Journals. You have a blessed one.